get help, get yourself out of the things, the mundane daily tasks, and get yourself in your zone of genius. This is the best productivity hack you are ever going to learn, ever going to hear. The best productivity hack is to stay in your zone of genius.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to yet another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. This is your host, Anik Singhal, and we're going to have a great session today because we're going to talk about an interesting productivity hack, all right? How it is that I have gone from being so overwhelmed and seriously going nuts as an entrepreneur, I think all of us have experienced those days, to a day that I look forward to a day that when I wake up, I'm excited about. And so we're going to go over that in this episode, and I'm also going to share with you some really cool techniques, or I'm going to ask you a question that I was asked by my own business coach that I think in many ways changed the way I look at what I do in my business every day. Now, I will give you a fair warning. This particular episode is mostly for people who are a little bit more senior in their business, okay? If you're just starting your business, yeah, you can still apply what I teach. I want you to hear it, but it may not apply as perfectly, okay? So let's get right into it. I want to first talk to you about this crazy time in my life, and you'll hear me talk about it again and again because it was such a defining moment of my life, and that was when I fell $1.7 million in debt, all right? I was literally nearly dead. $1.7 million in debt at the age of 27 years old. I owed everybody. My parents mortgaged their entire home for me. I owed American Express, MasterCard, Visa. I owed my bank. I owed my friends. Someone who basically is like my little brother had lent me his entire life savings, $170,000. You talk about pain. You talk about fear. You talk about just, yes, I had it. All right. And so what I want to express here is I was at the lowest of lows. My health started to fall apart. I was in the hospital all the time. It couldn't have gotten any worse. Now, I have the advantage of being Monday morning quarterback now, right? I can go back and look at what happened during that time. And I'll tell you right now that what happened during that time, there was a question asked to me long back by my mentor back then, and it answered it. What happened to me back then was I was taken out of my zone of genius, outside of my zone of genius. You know what? One of the most hindering fears, or one of the most suppressing fears in the world, is the fear that you can't pay your bills, is the fear that you don't have enough money, is the fear that you are running negative. It literally chokes out the creativity of us. It takes us out of the zone. It kills our zone of genius. That's where entrepreneurs function. That's where entrepreneurs make all their money. It's in their zone of genius. And having a fear that we don't have enough money to pay the bills, or that revenue is not coming in, or that sales are not coming in, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Talk about an easy way to crush your zone of genius. So when I look back to years ago when this happened to me, bills started piling up, and I started having to do things just to make the money, right? Just to make the money. I started having to take on projects I didn't love, I didn't care about, but they would make money. And next thing I know, that's all I'm thinking about. Money, 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 all the time. I'm worried about how am I going to make money. So how does that connect to productivity? How does that connect to a productivity hack? Well, I remember back then when this all happened, and I went to one of my mentors back then. I said, I need help me get out of this. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm drowning. He said, Anik, when's the last time that you would say you made a decision that wasn't driven by your need for money? When's the last time you were truly creative? I remember laughing, thinking, what? I don't know. I can't even fathom the last time I was creative. And he said, wouldn't you say that as an entrepreneur, it's your ability to be creative, your ability to solve problems in ways that other people can't see? Wouldn't you say that that is a powerful part of your success that you've had to date? And I said, yeah, it is. So, well, why aren't you doing it anymore? I said, I don't got time for that. I got to pay bills. Now, this was the first time that I should have learned the lesson I recently learned, or I should have seen a very big lesson. It was this idea of How do you stay creative? But there's a better word to use, something I'm going to talk about today, a better way of understanding it that I think can change your life as an entrepreneur. It's changed mine in a very short time span. It's changed mine. And that is actually what the productivity hack is. So here's what it is, all right? My now business coach, my now mentor, asked me at the end of last year in 2018, I was going through a really tough time. It was tough. You know, every day I would wake up, I would just be burdened by things I had to do. I was frustrated. I was cranky. I was miserable. I was being rude to people. And it wasn't me. I wasn't in my zone. And I remember talking about this with my business coach, and he asked me a question in a very different way. He said, do you believe that every day you do work that gives you energy or work that takes away energy? And I remember when he asked me that, I laughed. I thought, what do you mean gives me energy or takes away energy? That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Everything I do takes away energy. Isn't that the whole concept of doing? It takes away energy. And he started laughing to me and he said, what if I told you that there's a reality for you that would allow you to do only that which gives you energy? Every day as you went throughout the day, you would be fueled with more energy. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, all right, here we go into this personal development hoop-de-doo, right? I don't want to deal with that. Like, I don't believe that. Dude, it takes energy to do stuff. Except I started to really listen. And he said, Anik, I want you to list out the three things or the four things or the two things that you believe are your zone of genius. Where do you believe that you are just better than everybody else? Where does your mind just tick a lot quicker? And I said, well, copywriting, I love it. I said, campaign planning or planning out funnels and launches, like planning out the psychology of a sales message, I love it. So copywriting, funnel planning. And I said, the other one, I'm really good at strategy. And I remember he asked me, he said, how much of that do you do right now? And I just kind of looked at him and I said, not much. I said, well, you know, I'm trying to find other copywriters because I can't be writing all the copy. It's a complete bottleneck. And he said, and how's that going for you? I said, it's not going well at all. I'm frustrated. You know, people aren't writing good copy and I have to get in there and keep giving advice and advice until the point that I've rewritten all the copy anyways. And he said, well, what if you were to just write it from the get-go? And I'm looking at this guy. I said, I can't be writing the copy, man. You're not getting the point. I got to grow. I got to scale. I got to get bigger. I got to have more people. I can't do that. And he said, well, are you fast at writing copy? I said, yeah, I'm lightning fast. He said, do you enjoy writing copy? I said, I love every minute of it. He said, what if you gave yourself one day a week to just write copy or to review copy or to help people with copy? But your point was to just create copy. You don't need to delegate that. You can keep it. And I remember thinking, well, I never thought about that. That's a unique concept. I could keep this. And he goes, well, tell me something in your business you don't like doing. Something that you don't enjoy doing at all. So I mentioned a couple things. I don't want to get into them right now, but I mentioned a couple things. And he said, is there anyone else in your company that could do that? And I said, well, with a little training, maybe. He said, how much training? I said, maybe a day, half a day. Do you think that would be worth it for you to coach them and train them for half a day so you never had to think about that one thing again? And I said, yeah, I never thought about that either. I keep telling myself I'm too busy, but I don't do it. So I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question right now. What gives you energy? What part of your business do you love doing? Do you have passion about that? Even if you had all the money in the world, you wouldn't want to delegate. You wouldn't want to give it up. You'd want to own that one particular thing or two things or three things, but nothing really more than three. See, for me, I don't care how big Learn gets. I don't care how wide, you know, how much influence Learn has. I don't care how many team members we have. I don't care how much revenue we do. If I'm not writing copy, at least a little bit, I'm not going to be having fun. So that's something that gives me energy. And lo and behold, when you hear what I did with my schedule and how I've rearranged the way I live my life, you are going to you're going to see how my entire week now is set up in a way to give me energy. All right, we'll talk about that in a little bit in more detail. The other question I want to ask you here that I really want you to explore is what keeps you in your zone of genius? What are you just damn good at? What are you just better than everybody else at? Right? What contribution do you make to your company that nobody else could make? You know what? Operationally, I suck. I'm not good at bringing a project home. I'm not good at watching over the details. I'm not good at getting organized. So I actually think that giving that up is better for my company. I serve my company by giving it up. But there are other things that I am truly the best at. I know funnels. I know psychology behind funnels. I know launches. I know copywriting. I know all this stuff, and I enjoy it, and I'm good at it. And I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm the best at it. So why not do more of that to help my company grow even faster by giving up the things that I'm not the best at that other people can be the best at? Now, I know that you're hearing this and thinking, oh, here we go. We can talk about delegation. I'm going to give you a very structured approach to delegation. This is why this is a productivity hack, because I've been doing this for the last month, and I'm telling you, I have become so productive in my life that as a company, we are doing more things today than we were 2 months ago, and I have free time. I have time to enjoy. I actually have time during the day where I pace and walk around and just enjoy the day, and I talk to people and see what people are doing and laugh. Go figure. I have time to laugh. I have time to walk around the company and laugh. So what I want you to do, and this was a process I was taken through, is I want you to start thinking of yourself not as an entrepreneur, not as a CEO, but I want you to start thinking of yourself as a coach. I want you right now, I give you a challenge for the next few days. I would like for you to make a list of everything you spend time doing, whether it's something like booking air travel and booking flights, whether it's writing copy, whether it's getting on the phone and closing clients, whether it's speaking to your clients, whether it's finding products to list on your store, whether it's running your Facebook ads, whether it's, talking to your different team members, whatever it is, I want you to just start journaling it, start writing it down somewhere so that you can see where your day goes. And then what we're going to do after 2 or 3 days is I want you to sit down and I want you to look at that list and I want you to ask yourself, which of these things truly did not have to be done by me? Did I have to be in that meeting? Did I have to speak to that person? Did I have to do this? Could someone else have done that? Could I have just removed this from my list altogether? Or could someone else have just done this for me? I know you're thinking, well, no, I have to do all of it. Trust me. I challenge you to make the list and look at it very constructively. You're going to sing a different tune. I know I did. So make that list. Take a little bit of time. Make that list of specific things you're doing and then come and challenge each one. And I bet you 50% of them, you will discover that there are other people that could do it. Now, I can hear you thinking either of two things. One is you think, I don't have anyone that could do this in my entire company. Then I want you to question the kind of people that you're bringing into your business. Whether they be contractors or employees, you should be around only talented people that can step up and do things at the right time. I want you to challenge who you're investing your money in. The second thing you might think is, Anik, I don't have any money. I'm just starting my business. I don't have time or money for this. And in which case, I challenge you because there's a wealth of resources now. There are freelance websites like Upwork, freelancer.com. There is onlinejobs.ph, where you can hire full-time people from the Philippines for $400-$600 a month total. Virtual assistants. There's lots of ways to get great quality work at a very low cost. You need to get creative. You need to stop saying what you can't do and start asking what you can do. Get help. Get yourself out of the things, the mundane daily tasks, and get yourself in your zone of genius. This is the best productivity hack you are ever going to learn, ever going to hear. The best productivity hack is to stay in your zone of genius. What gives you energy? What takes away energy? What fuels you? For the last few weeks, I can't tell you how much energy I've had. Physical energy, actual physical energy. I'm working longer when needed. I can't sleep at night, and I'm getting up super excited about the day because my day is carved out the way I want it to be carved out. So I'm going to walk you through the exact exercise that my mentor recently took me through and how we carved out my week. But before we do that, I do want to ask you, hey, listen, do me a favor. Go into iTunes. Go to the Fighting Entrepreneur Podcast, click subscribe, leave us a rating, give us a 5-star. It helps us get more rankings. Do it inside iTunes. You know, that's where most of the downloads come from. And also, hey, have you joined us inside of our amazing Learn community yet? Go to LURN.com/register. LURN.com/register. That's the sneak behind the door access because we're not publicly open until another couple months still. yet we still got about 240,000 members. Again, learn LURN.com/register for all kinds of awesome entrepreneurship courses, free, paid, you name it. We got lots of amazing things in there. So get in there right now. All right? Okay, so let's walk through my week. What we did with my week, rather than having it as a gunslinger week, even though I've been on Google Calendar for a while, even though I've been very good about calendaring my day, I was burdened every day because I'd walk in and I'd have a video shoot, or I'd have back-to-back-to-back phone calls, or I'd have meetings, or it was just crazy. I had to write copy, I have to review copy, I have to film Facebook ads, I have to review this, I have to travel here. And it was driving me nuts because every day I was being asked to bounce between 7 different things. And it was exhausting. It was taking away energy. But what we did now is we compartmentalized my week. And I'm learning to train the people around me to work with me around my schedule. All of a sudden, emergencies are no longer emergencies. Things can wait when people are given structure to follow. So here's how it works. Monday, for me, is copywriting day. No meetings. The only time or the only reason we have a meeting on a Monday is if it is dire urgent and truly urgent. Now, who determines if something is truly urgent? It's my assistant. Got to go through her or me. So on Mondays, I get to come to the office, cuddle into the corner of the entire facility in my office, not to be bothered. I write copy, I review copy, and the only people I might meet that day are my copywriters in order to give them training, teaching. As I filmed this, that's exactly what happened today, and it was an awesome day. I had some time at the end. I was free, so I've been writing my next book. So that's Monday. Tuesdays, for me, are video days. So anyone in the team, course content, Facebook videos, ads, YouTube ads, podcasts that are video recorded, Tuesdays, I have a video day. I film pretty much the whole day. So if there's a video request from me, it's amazing how quickly things are no longer urgent and can wait for Tuesday. So that way, when I wake up Tuesday morning, I come with the right frame of mind. I put myself in that frame of mind. I film, I shoot, and I'm not expected to take breaks to quickly run out for a meeting or take breaks and to quickly have a call or take breaks to go quickly review copy or review a funnel or look at a page. No, that's it. Tuesday, I come in, I film, I shoot videos, and when I'm done shooting videos, it's up to me. I can either go home or I can do other fun stuff, whatever I choose to do, whatever gives me energy. On Wednesdays, I have the first half of Wednesday is open office hours for my team. That is when people can come to me off schedule. Anyone on my team, usually I'll be found walking around or I'll sit outside in the office, and that means you don't have to go through your hierarchy. You don't have to go through your managers. If you just want me to look at copy, want me to look at a page, want me to give you advice on something, that's the day. That's the time, the first half. The second half of Wednesday are set calls. They are calls with all of my different management team members in the different departments, and every call is set to a tight 30 minutes and has a 15-minute break in between for me to go ahead and hydrate or run and use the restroom and just catch my breath or give myself some leeway if a call goes over. Thursdays, my favorite days. They're the me days. They're actually labeled as me days on my calendar. Thursdays I get to do with whatever I want to do. Thursdays are my day to explore, watch courses, read books, learn something. I can opt to give that day to my video team. I can opt to give that day to my copywriting team. I can opt to do whatever the heck I want to do with it. See, why this gives me energy is because it's my choice. It's my choice of what I want to do with that day. And the fact that it's my choice alone gives me energy. It helps me. It makes me feel like I'm in control. And it makes me feel empowered. Hey, it's my business. I'm the entrepreneur. I should have a right to do that. And Fridays. The first half of Friday is what we call training time. This is the time that I trained my team, and we actually let our students tap in and listen virtually. So this is awesome because I get to interface with our students. I get to interface with my team. I teach my marketing team all kinds of really cool stuff to continue excelling their skills and making them even better. But the second half of Friday is my other business time. So I have other companies I'm invested in. I have other companies that need my help. Sometimes the CEOs of those companies want to speak to me. Well, unless, again, dire urgent, as determined by either myself or my assistant, it is labeled as a second half of Friday. I can have meetings, calls, in-person meetings, And most of the time, I don't have anything. So what do I do the second half of Friday? Whatever the heck I want. And I could tell you right now, most calls in my life have disappeared. Most burden in my life has disappeared. I wake up every day and I am excited about the day. I have time to move around. I'm being a better entrepreneur. I'm being a better manager, better leader, better boss, more effective, more productive, thanks to this new schedule. So I challenge you to segment your week. I challenge you to apply some discipline. Don't go with the flow. Don't go with the river. People's emergencies are not really truly your emergencies. Don't let them dictate your schedule. Don't let other people dictate your time. You're an entrepreneur. You became an entrepreneur for the innate freedom that comes with it. So there you go. That's the productivity hack. What gives you energy? What takes away energy? What do you do that is in your zone of genius, that you love doing, that you're better than anyone else at? Keep that on your schedule. Compartmentalize your days. Allow yourself to stay in one zone. My copy day, I'm in copy zone. Right? My video day, I'm in video zone. Don't make yourself bounce back and forth, because that is what makes you exhausted. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing this for a very short while, and I'm a big believer. I can tell you right now, it can make a big impact in your life. I challenge you to try it. I challenge you to make that list of the things that you do throughout your day, and I challenge you to question every single one thing on that list. Figure out what you don't have to do. Let someone else do it. Train them, teach them, coach them. Let them step up, rise to the occasion. You go off and be in your zone of genius. It's been absolutely awesome talking to you. I hope you learned a lot. Listen, we got tons of amazing episodes coming up. Make sure you subscribe at iTunes. Make sure you leave us some awesome reviews. Make sure you get inside Learn Nation, take some more courses, do some awesome stuff, and keep paying attention as we got more things coming from Onyx and Gall, and of course from Learn Nation. This is Onyx reminding you, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.